to do important work for our city that we love and we serve. We ask for it by blessings that we make smart decisions and do things in the interest of the people that live here. We're so thankful for all the many blessings we have and the fact that we live amongst such good people. And we ask for thy, we know thy hand is in all good that comes here. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's, we'll give Sean just a minute to get here. Let's go with number two, our discussion of possible approval will open and close burn resolution.
Yeah, he said he was going to do it.
He's
going to
try.
I will be late in the Zoom.
He isn't here yet.
Okay. Well, we have, do have a quorum. So this is no different other than a couple of things we have changed. If anybody have any questions about it, we put it on the agenda so we could actually approve it this time. I think we were in favor of it when Jeff presented it to us.
Those changes have been made, then we, this is the document with the minute, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is, I'll make a motion that we accept resolution number 2021-4, open and close burn seasons.
All right, we have a motion by Councilman Anderson. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Councilwoman Hill. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Unanimous. All right. Let's move on to the Christmas decorations. Stella?
So, we've decided how many coals there are.
Did you count them?
It's actually 24, but four of them have the high school locals on.
Okay.
The high school flags on, so we're going to get 12 snowflake decorations, and we're going to get 8 banners that will go on those 20, and that's going to be about
$4,310.
So,
okay. All right. And what did we end up finding out on those? Were they
48
inches long? Or?
Yeah, they're 48. I'm only
so they're only
4 by 48. And yes, he brought me one.
How wide are they?
Wow.
There used to be some blue ones hanging that I don't remember.
That said welcome.
Mm-hmm. Something. He brought me one of them, and that's what size they are.
Are there double ones on those or just single ones? I don't remember.
There's double on most of them. There's a couple of them that are missing.
Missing the arm?
The bottom one.
Were they 48 apart or 3 foot?
Well, Donald's only 2 by 4 feet. But I think they're adjustable. I think you can move them if you need to.
I think so.
So are the snowflakes at 3 feet would be okay then?
I think so.
4 feet would be too big for that spot, wouldn't it?
I think so. So,
okay. All right.
This is a sale. This is actually about half price on those.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good buy. I was really surprised.
Yeah.
But he's getting them for
more.
Yeah. You can't hardly, you know, mess trying to make them.
Not for that, no.
You know.
And they're well made. They're that's a good company. Yeah. So speaking of where it goes in our budget, you've got $1,000 towards Christmas decorations. We've got $35,000 in our economic development. And they're in the both same in the same department. We can just move that over and cover this cost. So, because the only thing else that we've got that we're going to spend on economic development is our signage.
Okay.
So,
all right. So I'll just make the motion that we approve the purchase of these Christmas decorations.
All right. We have a motion to approve the Christmas decorations by.
Is that going to go clear down Main Street then, and all those?
It will go, the ones we have will go to, what is that?
It's
the one that goes,
it's the highway.
Goes to Third South. And
yeah, then, and then these go from Third South out to
the high school.
Well, not quite to the high school, yeah. There are more past the high school, but we're not going to do those.
They're too close to the highway.
Yeah,
okay, we have a motion by Councilwoman Hill. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Councilman Anderson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, unanimous, great. Okay, let's move on to interview our candidate for city council. We're glad to have you here, Mike.
Thanks.
Yes, come on up here.
So, everybody got a copy of your resume, and I'm just going to turn over the mic to have everybody ask you questions. First of all, I'll ask you to tell us a little bit about yourself and why do you want to be a city council member?
Okay. I've always kind of wanted to get involved in the city goings on and things like of that nature. I wasn't entirely sure I'd want to be on council, but I think I've decided it would be a good thing. I think that the city's moving in the direction that I really like, and I've been a part of some of the decisions and some of the things that are going on. I just think it's a good time to jump in, and I'm just looking forward to it and excited about it.
Good, thank you.
What's an R100 license, contractor's license?
What's an R100? Yeah. Residential, construction 100. They have residential, they have the B100, which is the step up from residential. Residential will allow you to build residential homes and one-story commercial buildings. So, and it just goes up from there.
So, why are you a better candidate for this position tonight than the rest of you?
Self-competition, I'm telling you.
That's tough.
I got wind that one of my classmates was gonna throw his hat in the ring, and he would have been a great candidate too. And I was a little bit nervous about that, you know, because you know there's a lot of great people in the city that could do a good job. But
well, we appreciate your interest. Appreciate your interest.
Yeah. Thanks for considering me.
So, you work at Spanish Fork Hospital?
That's brand new.
Okay.
Yeah. My purpose for that was to you know, I do MRI in the traveling trailer that comes to Gunnison, and it used to go to Meeker, Colorado, and I would go out there twice a month. But some of the scans that we do, they're a little more limited, so I don't get a lot of the real complicated exams that you would get when on a fixed unit in a hospital. And the hospital's real close to making that happen, and so I decided to apply. And it was supposed to be a PRN position that turned into an every Wednesday, and I have every Wednesday off. But anyway, it was to broaden my experience with MRI and learn a little bit more and be a little more proficient in that. That was my sole purpose.
What I should have asked is, it's open then?
It's open. It's open.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Open on the 5th of April.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
I've been very impressed with Mike in the experiences that I've had with you, and I know you as a real advocate with Justin. When Justin was running, I know you really supported him, and you really complimented one another in those situations, and so I've been impressed with you and with your support of Justin. I think it's a very good fit to you stepping into that position.
Yeah, I agree. Justin and I, we see eye to eye on most things. There's occasional things that we don't, but we get through that pretty easy. We're pretty close friends, and they're big shoes to fill. Justin's a good guy, you know, and he really cared about this, and I feel bad that he had to resign. But I hope I can meet the expectations that you know he met for you guys.
Well, I think for sure he'll support you as you supported him. And, you know, he's gone through a tough patch right here. And, you know, he's going to need a lot of people's help to get through this. But I think he's got a lot of good friends, such as you, to help him to that next level. So,
thank you.
You're a good friend.
We appreciate
your interest in this position.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I want to know about this retail sauce product.
So you probably know about it already. So you know Gabe McClellan.
Oh, I do.
Okay, so Gabe, and then you've seen the sherry sauce. So started a couple of years ago. Sherry had her product, and Gabe had his hometown recipe, and we just kind of joined forces. So we're equal partners in the business, and we've just been trying to. It's you know it's presented more difficulties than what we thought to get into major food chains and stuff like that. We've been working on getting a broker and things like that to help us get, you know, on the more shelves, and we're still working that direction. But so just, I have many irons in the fire, but I juggle them well.
Yes, you do. Well, Any further questions?
How about your situation? I know you've done extensive work for Burn Saddlery as far as building most of their display cases.
Yeah, I dabble in construction still. I haven't done a lot for Burns because we've refaced and redone and repurposed everything that
they have. We've
taken out walls and put walls back in. And like the last project was a pretty major one. We turned all that downstairs into, you know, saddle making area, and then they brought in the silver and started doing silver there. Mm-hmm. So we had to redo all the ductwork and everything in there. But I kind of sometimes I'm in it. For construction, sometimes I know I'm not, but right now I'm kind of back in it because the market's really good. But I'm just careful. I'm picky about what I do. So.
Well, you do good work.
Well, thank you.
You really do.
Do you have any questions for us?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I will.
Does it make a difference?
Ask Lori. Here, write this grant. Lori, what do I put here? It's going to be a learning curve, no doubt about it.
But you're a fast learner.
Yes.
Very fast.
So.
Well, you have an impressive resume here.
No, thank you.
Yes. So I don't see any reason to close the meeting. I think. So.
I make the motion that we saddle him up before he runs away.
I think that's a great motion. We have a motion by Councilman Robert Anderson. We have a second.
Second.
Second by Councilman Taylor. I can do a roll call, Taylor.
Yes.
Della? Or yeah. Yes. Anderson.
Yes.
All right. You're in. Welcome. Right. Welcome. Thank you.
I'm sorry about my competition.
You need some of those coffees to shoot some confetti in the air.
We need to have a picture of you.
Yeah, you better get your picture taken.
Yeah, we can do the oath of office and a picture. So you got the oath right here?
I do. I have it right here.
Steve's all prepared.
Have you got a camera too? Or no?
Yeah,
we'll take a bunch of phones.
Sean's out here just in time.
Let's go. Sean's here.
That's it's been one of those days, Dale.
It's too late to vote no.
Oh, it's done.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Come on. Hi, here.
How you doing?
We have to make a motion to adjourn, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's our time, huh?
We
make a motion to that.
Yep. Stand on walk
forever. That's the quickest garden schedule I've ever seen.
All right.
Rod's got a hold of the flag up.
What? You don't want to photo ball now?
No, I
take a look at the flag.
This is a pretty good one.
Oh, they moved on the sign over there for you.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I might think I'm Councilman
Taylor.
We've got a long ways to go before Councilman Taylor.
Okay, so then, repeat after me. I, what's your name?
Michael Warren.
Having been elected or appointed to the office of.
Having been elected or appointed to the office of
City Council,
do solemnly swear that I will support,
obey, and defend the Constitution, of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge, the duties of my office with fidelity, Just get your signature right here. Just fill those out at your leisure. And
yeah.
Go back to me.
Sounds good.
You're going to get in there yet, Rod.
My Samsung phone doesn't you expect it. We're going to break it.
We're make a run of
it.
That's one.
It's nice to have young people. Good job, Stephen.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You can stay.
I'm going to go get dinner.
That's a better choice.
Hey, where did that point go?
Hey.
If you want to send us home.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Very good.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilman Craig. We have a second.
I'll second that.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that was easy.
Have a great slate.
Thank you for your support.